السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over the receivers. A person once came to Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And he said, مجھے کیفیت احسانی حاصل ہو گئی. He was one of his murids and he said, مجھے کیفیت احسانی حاصل ہو گئی. Now I've got the کیفیت of احسان. کیفیت of احسان is that which has been mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, or referred to as hadith of Jibreel, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked many questions by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But people did not recognize Hazrat Jibreel. He came in the form of a stranger. And it's a lengthy hadith. But in that hadith sharif, one of the questions that was asked is, Mal ihsan? What is ihsan, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, An ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara, fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, ihsan is this, that you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in such a way as if you are seeing Allah ta'ala. Ka'annaka tara. As if you are seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because a person cannot see with his naked eyes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world. That will be in Jannat. But as if you are seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then, if not, then Allah ta'ala is seeing you. That means that kayfiyat that you should have, it should be such that you are seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if you cannot, then at least you should have this yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is watching you. So if you have the yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is watching you, some have said that here it means that if you cannot see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that means if you cannot reach that stage, then at least that stage that Allah ta'ala is watching you. But the correct meaning of it is this, that if you are not seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala is watching you. That means, in whatever action you are, you cannot seem to get that stage of that you are seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. So that does not mean that Allah ta'ala is not watching you. He is still watching you. In your salat, He is still watching you. It is just like when a person is entering a supermarket. Now if the person is a thief, he has entered the supermarket for no other reason but to steal. And there he sees a big board, smile, now you are on camera. So instead of smiling, his smile is gone. Because he sees that now here there's a camera all the time that's going to follow him everywhere. So his smile is gone too. So not even seeing where that camera is, but that person is now concerned that there is observation. So he is on guard. And he doesn't even see where the camera is. It could be anywhere. And if a person is told that we are going to connect a voice recorder and a camera with you, wherever you go, it's going to follow you. and everything will be conveyed or everything will be monitored from our room, from our office, or from our department. Then that person who has this camera connected and this voice recorder connected, irrespective of where he goes, he doesn't see that camera, he doesn't see those people who are watching or observing on that computer or on that screen, he doesn't see them. But because it is connected, so he believes that somebody is watching. So it will change this person's whole actions. His whole style will change. He will not behave in the manner, or he will not be like one who is not being observed, because now he believes that he is being observed. So for worldly reasons, people are so much on guard and so cautious that we must not be observed. So here this person, kafiyat ihsani is that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. Irrespective of where he is and what he is doing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching him. So this person came to Hazrat Dr. Mawlana Abdul Hai Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi and said, I've got kafiyat of ihsani. So he asked him, what do you mean by that? So he said, what I mean by that is that when I'm making my salat, then now I read my salat in such a manner that Allah Ta'ala, I am seeing him, or Allah Ta'ala is watching me. So he said, MashaAllah, very nice, Mubarak. But this kaifiyat of ihsani that you are talking about, is it only in salat, or is it also when you go home with your wife and children, in your business, in all other aspects of your life? Is this kaifiyat of ihsani also there, or it's only in that salat? He said, no, in my salat. He said, that is why I asked you this question. Because the kafiyat of ihsani is not only for salat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say that only when you are in salat, when you are in namaz, then that namaz must be such that you are seeing Allah Ta'ala, and if not, Allah Ta'ala is watching you. He didn't say that. Every action, wherever the person is, the person must get this kafiyat of ihsan. And once he gets this kafiyat of ihsan, then there will be a total reformation and change. Because the moment he's going to be tempted to commit any kind of sin, any kind of haram, any kind of indulgence in any vice, then immediately this kafiyat of ihsan will prevent him. It will restrain him. Because the person will believe that my Allah is watching me. So through this namaz, the same roza, the same zakat, and the same hajj, the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya'i Siddiqeen, they increase their kafiyat of ihsani through this same namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. It's not that they go for some other kind of salat. The same salat they make. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, no, he made the same salat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the 124,000 companions that were in Arafat, each and every one of them made the same salat. And they made the same rakats for the zuhur, for asr, maghrib, isha. They observed the same kind of fast from dawn to sunset. Zakat they paid the same. And hajj they performed in the same manner. But there is a world of difference between their salat, their zakat, their fast and ours. Why? Because they had kafiyat ihsani in them. That in every action of theirs, they truly believe that Allah Ta'ala is watching them. If they are in that stage, that as if they are watching Allah, or if not, Allah is watching them. So this is what the whole purpose of these majlis, or these majalis, is. It's not something very different. It is not something dramatic that a person has to do. It is to bring into our lives that kafiyat of ihsani, that we are making some form of namaz, some fast we are keeping, we are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we are making zikrullah. These things we are doing, but to create and develop that kafiyat ihsani, that wherever I am, my Allah is watching. And again, that this person, as I have mentioned many, many times, will not be then an abnormal person, he will be an absolutely normal person. In fact, this is why it is absolutely important that a person has to understand the purpose and the maqsad of the a'mal. Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Ludhiyalwi Bidyanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he also had some kind of doubts about this tasawwuf and the zikrullah majalis and then zarb of illallah and khatme khajgan and all those things that used to take place. So he asked as a Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, that what is all this? So he mentioned the same thing. He said the purpose of all these things is to bring into one's life the kayfiyat of ihsan. The beginning of which is innamal a'malu bin niyat, that the person corrects his intention. Everything must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, done according to the Quran and Sunnah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the end of it is antabudallaka annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. So that is what tasawwuf is all about. So that little salat, zakat, and the zikr and tilawat and all which we make, we have to bring this kayfiyat of ihsan. That through this very same ibadat, now we try to develop some kind of consciousness. That when we go outside the masjid, then we have that kayfiyat that Allah Ta'ala is with us. He is watching us. Allah Ta'ala, His rahmat, His maghfirat, everything Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is prepared to give to us, provided we fulfill our side of the contract. This is the reason why it is very difficult to recognize a wali of Allah Ta'ala. To recognize the wali of Allah Ta'ala, they say you must have another wali to recognize him. But that's not true. Hazrat Tamad Barakatum, he says you need a Nabi to recognize a wali. Because even the walis, they cannot recognize the stage of the other wali, that in which or at which height he is flying. Each one has got his own kayfiyat of ihsan. Every wali of Allah Ta'ala also has got his own kayfiyat of ihsan. Some have got that level that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And some have got even further than that. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, if he has to be brought into this world, and the entire mankind has to be brought, amongst whom there are going to be great qutubs and aftabs and abdals and Ghaus and Walis and Shaheeds and everyone. And they all put together say one time Allah, or they say 100 times Allah. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says just once Allah. His Allah, the kayfiyat, the heart with which that Allah will come out. Where can the entire mankind bring that kayfiyat? So it shows that amongst the awliya also, there will be people who will have kayfiyat of ihsan, and they cannot become walis without that. But their levels will be different. We have someone flying at 60,000 feet, somebody at 30,000, somebody at 90,000, someone in space. So just like that, the awliya also in different places they fly. However, in this world, because they live an absolutely normal life, and this was what worried the kuffar of the time of the Anbiya also. That ma li hazar rasul. What is wrong with this Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Ya'kul ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. That means eating food, walking in the bazaars, purchasing, marrying, bringing up children, doing business. Now they considered all these things as worldly things. So they say, how can this person be a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he's walking in the bazaars and he's eating and he's drinking? How can he be a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? So it shows that a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also in this world, because it's a world of means and asbab, so he has to make use of those means. But you think the hearts of those Anbiya or the hearts of those Awliya, it is the same like ours. That is different. That is totally different. In their hearts, the tajalliyat, the different colors of those tajalliyat, where can we understand that? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what He gives in their hearts, what gems and what pearls and what diamonds and what rubies glitter in their hearts. We must have the eyes to see those hearts. Our hearts are so filthy and dirty, where can we see those hearts, that what they have in there? So we consider all of them to be just like us, full of greed and full of lust and full of passions and full of evil desires and full of mischief and full of fitnas. But that is not the case with them. So this is the purpose of these majalis. So Sometimes we wonder that what is the purpose? Every time the same illallah, every time the same tasbihat, every time the same dua, every time the same zikrullah and the ashar. But this is the purpose, that how much we must keep checking, that how much of this kafiyat of ihsan is coming into our lives. Alhamdulillah, lots of people, there's great changes in their lives, and kafiyat of ihsan to some extent is coming. But we must become like that, that every way that we are, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. You have to stay ba khuda. That is vilayat. Vilayat doesn't mean that you forsake everything of this world and go away somewhere. Vilayat is that you stay ba khuda, you stay with Allah all the time. That is the sign of vilayat. Otherwise, Sheikh Chilli said, I am a wali also, and my wife is a waliya also. So he said, what is the sign that you and your wife both walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He said, no, sometimes I predict that it's going to rain. And my wife says, no, it's not going to rain. So sometimes it comes right according to her prediction, sometimes it comes right according to my prediction. So she's waliya and I'm wali. So now that kind of vilayat, ye koi vilayat ki nishani hai. Sometimes she says that this woman will give birth to a boy, and I say no, she'll give birth to a girl. So sometimes she's right, sometimes I'm right. Her prediction. So when she's right, she's a wali, and when I'm right, I'm a wali. So that is not sign of vilayat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the true kafiyat of ihsan. And it's the same namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. We just have to keep on working, improving the quality. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with this kafiyat of ihsani. And when that kafiyat of ihsani will come, Allah, you will find a difference in your umrahs, in your tawaf, in your ziyarat, in your namaz, in your tilawat, in your zikr, in your tasbihat, in everything there will be a different kafiyat, a different kafiyat. Such kind of enjoyment, such kind of lazzat, like how people who are addicted to sin at present find great enjoyment in sins, then like that we will start finding an enjoyment in these type of things. At present we don't find enjoyment, we want to run. Or we consider it as a great burden. But then we will find an enjoyment. And not only we will find enjoyment, those who will be with us will also find enjoyment. Inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما 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 دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے How long are we going to live a life of sin and vice on the surface of this earth, using the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala for His disobedience? How long? How long? Won't there be an end to our lives? And when will this end come? None of us knows. So the time to change is not tomorrow, it is to change now. Give up sins and then see the enjoyment that we get. The peace, the sukoon. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? And this beating of the heart, I hear your name with every beat. Allah, 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 Allah. It is not a fantasy world we are talking about. It's a reality. There's a haqiqat in it. Maza a jaye maula. What else makes some people in the past, these days we don't recommend so much of zikr. 100 times, 200 times, 300 times is enough. But in the past you read of incidents of people making 100,000 times Allah, Allah. We will say, where did they find the time for that? Allah Ta'ala gave barakat in their time. Now, if there was no enjoyment, who made it compulsory, wajib, farz, that the person must sit and make Allah, Allah so many times? Maza a jaye. As Mawlana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah alayhi, when you start getting the enjoyment of zikrullah, you say, oh Allah, from the morning now I wait for the night to come. Just as we wait for the night to come, or people who are addicted to all kinds of sins and vices and evils that take place at night, then they wait for the night to come. And these Allahwalas, they wait for the night to come so that they may get some seclusion away from the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, alone with their Mawla, alone with their Mawla, shedding tears falling from their eyes like stars falling from the heavens, wetting their musallas, wetting their beards, and not that somebody pressurized them to do it. There's an enjoyment. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ I lie at your feet with a broken heart. But why should I remain broken-hearted? Change my heart. Change the condition of my heart. Ya Allah, I am pleading to you. The nafs and shaitan is overpowering me. I am broken-hearted. I cannot seem to get that kayfiyat of ihsan. I cannot seem to get that nisbat of siddiqiyat and wilayat. I cannot seem to get anywhere closer to you. Every time that I take one step forward, then I take two steps backwards. But Ya Allah, why should I remain like this? Speak to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I don't want to remain like that. رہوں میں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے اللہ تعالیٰ has got the power ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں بس اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے, بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے, بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے, میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ, جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ, رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں, رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں, تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. Oh my beloved Allah, in your garden everyone is a beautiful fragrant rose, the only one that is a thorn in the garden is myself. Consider ourselves as thorns and everybody else as roses. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں, رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. There should be a fleeting glance over our sins of the past, not a deep, concentrated glance. Otherwise, Shaitan will play the old reels again. But just the whole package before us, from the time we became of age, our school days, college days, university days, youth days, and even sometime old age, the indulgences in sin. Just think of that and say, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Oh Allah, I could have concealed from the people, but I couldn't have concealed from you. My haal is very, very bad. The person who thinks his haal is very good, then that person is very bad. Make shukr if Allah Ta'ala is giving us changes, bringing about reformation in our lives. We are progressing, then make shukr also. Don't make nashukri. Lots of people say, I haven't got anywhere as yet. So I say, look back 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or just a year ago. Were you the same as you are today, after attending the programs, after starting your namazes, after giving up your vices and evils? Are you the same? Say, no, there's a big change. Say, well then. So make shukr over what you have achieved. But don't let that bring any kind of pride. Look at that distance which still has to be travelled. If a person has travelled 50 kilometres or 100 and his journey is Cape Town, so now will he sit down there and start celebrating? I went very far. We'll say, well, still a long way to go. So look at what is still ahead. But make shukr that you came away 100 kilometers safely.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है,
every hair of mine, oh my Allah, is immersed in the ocean of sins.
गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyu main. Ha, my Allah,
my life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, I live in your muhabbat, in your love. Just as I spent my life in the muhabbat and the love of shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah, now let me live in your love, in your muhabbat.
Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyo mein, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saansnoon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل۔ درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر۔ اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 اللہ 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 اللہ۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ، دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ۔ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Ha, my Allah. How loving you are. How caring you are. How generous and kind and forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. Oh, my Allah, you are blessing us with sight, with hearing, with speech. With our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are able to walk, we are able to talk. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are able to conduct our businesses, we are able to go to our professions, we are able to drive around, we are able to do so much of things because of your bounties, oh my Allah, which you are showering upon us 24 hours of the day without us deserving a single one of them. But yet, oh my beloved Allah, instead of being grateful to you, instead of showing gratitude to you for your ni'mats and your bounties, we use your very ni'mats, your very bounties for your disobedience. Ay Allah, hum kitne napaak hai, kitne gande hai, kitne namak haram hai, ki teri hi di hui ni'matein tere khilaaf istemal karte hai. Ya Allah, we use your bounties for your disobedience. But oh my Allah, who is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, all treasures are in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, everything belongs to you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. We are acknowledging you, my beloved Allah. We are confessing before you. Indeed, we are great sinners on the surface of this earth. But oh Allah, how long are we going to remain hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. This part of the night, O my beloved Allah, such a large crowd of people extending the begging bowls before you. Amongst us are the weak, the sick, the feeble, the old, the young, the little children. O my beloved Allah, our sisters extending their hands at the madrasa. Ay mere pyare khuda, ab to raham farma le, ab to raham farma le, ab to raham farma le. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, nothing else has kept us here except the hope and umid of forgiveness from you. Ay Allah, teri rahmat ki barish. O Allah, cause the rains of rahmat to descend and cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You provide risk and sustenance to that ant. Ya Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Ya Allah, you are the one who has provided us with sight, and you have provided billions of people with sight. Right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you are providing with sight. Until the day of Qiyamah, you will provide with sight. That Allah who is providing us with sight, how can He be blind? How can He be blind? Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that it is your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Oh my Allah, you could have brought embarrassment, shame, humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us. If we had to die in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a casino or any kind of haram establishment. Oh my beloved Allah, if we had to die in fornication or adultery, what kind of embarrassment and shame it would have brought. If we had to die popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hand. Oh my beloved Allah, or glued to some filthy television program. What kind of embarrassment it would have brought to us and to our families. Ya Allah, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how loving and compassionate you are, how forgiving you are that you did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness for all the sins of the past. And Ya Allah, we are asking you to protect us in future from all the sins. Ya Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. Sins of our ears, forgive them. Sins of our tongues, forgive them. Sins of our hands and feet, forgive them. The sins of our heart and mind, O Allah, forgive them. O my beloved Allah, protect us from all mischief and fitnas and corruption. O my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are overpowering us. We want to become your walis. We want to gain your marifat. We want to gain your closeness. We want to gain your muhabbat. We want to gain the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We want to live in this world pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan keep on dragging us backwards. They want to draw us into the gutters. They want to bring embarrassment, shame and humiliation and disgrace upon us. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the realization that nafs and shaitan are not the friends of anyone. Ya Allah, following our evil desires and passions hasn't brought us any kind of happiness. It brings nothing but anxieties, worries and restlessness and depression and misery. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hamare haal ko badal de. Allah, kab tak hum is duniya ke andar gunahon ki zindagi guzarenge? Ya Allah, taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Bless us with a life of taqwa. Bless us with a life of piety. Bless us with a life of your marifat, a life of your qurb. Ya Allah, bless us with sehat and afiyat. Allah, sehat ata farma, afiyat naseeb farma. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. O Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with zuhud and qanaat. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, humari zindagi ka haal badal de. Ya Allah, our interests in life have changed. Ya Allah, bless us with the interest that the sahaba-e-kiram had. Ya Allah, bless us with the interest in life that the awliya-e-siddiqeen have. Ya Allah, they are also human beings. Ya Allah, they also have wives and children and businesses and so many other responsibilities. But how they remain with you all the time. Ya Allah, make us also remain with you all the time. اے اللہ زندگی کے ہر مشغلے میں ہم با خدا رہے، اے اللہ زندگی کے ہر شعبے میں ہم با خدا رہے، اے اللہ ہم با تقویٰ رہے، تقویٰ والی زندگی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ فگیو اس، فگیو اور پیرنٹس، our wives and children, our brothers and sisters and our family members, and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all their ailments. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai. Ya Allah, humare mashayikh bimar hai. Ya Allah, bahut se log ummat-e-muslimah mein bimar hai. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa-e-tam naseeb farma. صحت تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا، ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. یا اللہ، whether they are in hospitals or in homes or in clinics, bless them with شفا. اے اللہ، تو شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ، there is indeed effect in دعا and دوا, but the cure for all ailments are in your hands. اے میرے پیارے خدا، purify our hearts, clean and purify our hearts. اے اللہ، even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ay mere Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, your forgiveness, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, bless our children with good health, our grandchildren with good health. Bless them with ilm nafi, bless them with aql kabil. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us all with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who had financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk. Remove all the difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have no children, O Allah, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those who have children, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their parents. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, and the parents are now shedding tears of blood, but it seems to be of no avail. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those children. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And give the parents the tawfiq to create within the homes the environment that is conducive to Islamic behavior. Ey mere pyare khuda, protect us from the fitnas around the world. Fitnas are all around us. We are being lashed and bombarded by fitnas from our right, our left, from in front of us and behind us, from above us and beneath us. Oh my beloved Allah, fitnas have come into our pockets through the cell phones and so many other things of technology. Indeed, O Allah, there is some benefit in all this technology. But O my beloved Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are on the increase and in abundance. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my beloved Allah, if you are not going to protect us, who is going to protect us? Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and maghfirat from us because of our sins, then you tell us, where do we go? Which are the door is there that we can tap? Which are the home is there that we can beg? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. To hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one that has raised his hand or her hand. Ya Allah, fulfill all the good desires that are in their hearts. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions had left the ummah in a position of dignity and honor and respect. With our own hands we have destroyed the respect and the dignity and that honor. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at your shard of rahmat and kareem. Ya Allah, how much of sacrifices were made for this ummah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, look at my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's blood that was shed for the sake of this ummah. Look at his qurbanis that he made for us. His family's qurbanis that were made for us. Ya Allah, look at the sacrifices of his companions that were made for us. And forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Palestine. Oh my beloved Allah, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. Ha, my beloved Allah. Musalman kaha pareshan nahi hai. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Make them those who will assist the Muslim Ummah. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy, because of their arrogance, because they are determined not to accept Islam, and they have made up their minds that they will continue oppressing and suppressing it, and they will continue destroying the life and the property of the Ummah, then, O my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, send gale force winds against them. Cause the earthquake to swallow them up. O Allah, destroy their homes and properties. Ya Allah, let their planes crash. Let their ships sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. O my beloved Allah, turn one against the other. Ey mere Allah, mujahideen Islam ki madad farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Hijaz-e-Muqaddas, where there was nothing but sukoon and peace. Ya Allah, aaj wo zameen bhi fitne se bharpoor ho rahi hai. Ya Allah, tu haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid ki hifazat farma. Khanqao ki hifazat farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat ki hifazat farma. Madaris ki hifazat farma. Darul Uloom ki hifazat farma. جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کی حفاظت فرما سب کو ترقیات سے نواز دے کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص عطا فرما دے اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us یا اللہ don't let the angel of death find us in a disco in a cinema in a theater in any kind of haram action when the time of our death comes oh my beloved Allah then take us to مدینہ طیبہ Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Mere Allah, Mere Pyare Allah. We are not asking on the basis of our actions. We are not asking on the basis of our amal. Ya Allah, we know that we are absolutely useless. Oh Allah, we are asking with your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. And the shan of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, rahmatul lil alameen. That when our time of departure comes from this station, then, oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Roza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله On our lips let our soul come dancing towards you ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے مزا آ جائے مولا ہماری روح کو تیرے پاس آنے میں مزا آ جائے Let our burial be جنت البقی But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a barkat death, a death that you are pleased with, in a state that you are happy with us. Ay Allah Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Hum jahi se bhi hai, qubool kar le. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. The best of dunya and akhirat. What we have asked also bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. All the duas that he made for us. Bless us, bless our parents, wives and children, and the entire ummah with all that goodness that he asked. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah. صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.